Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
TTIP, ongoing negotiations conducted behind closed doors, hand in hand with big business lobby groups. The European Crop Protection Association, ECPA, and CropLife America, CLA, two trade associations representing big pesticide companies, were awarded the Democracy for Sale Awards for their attempt to use the negotiations for the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, TTIP, between the United States and the European Union to shape current and future pesticides regulation. Real World Radio interviewed activist Fabian Flues, trade campaigner at Friends of the Earth Europe, one of the organizations behind the initiative of the awards, jointly with Corporate Europe Observatory, Lobby Control, and WeMove.eu. The Democracy for Sale Awards, the Hidden Powers co-writing TTIP, were launched mid-September to denounce the lobby of powerful business groups in the negotiations of this commercial treaty. According to a press release sent out by Friends of the Earth Europe on November the 3rd, ECPA and CropLife America received the award for their relentless efforts to bring European Union and United States pesticide safety regulation to their lowest common denominator, enabling their member companies, which include Monsanto and Syngenta, to market toxic and polluting pesticides. ECPA and CropLife received 15,027 votes out of 44,381, outcompeting by far the other nominees. The lobby groups nominated were Business Europe and the US Chamber of Commerce, the European Chemical Industry Council and the American Chemistry Council, the European Services Forum, the European Crop Protection Association and CropLife America, the European Automobile Manufacturers Association, the European Federation of Pharmaceutical Industries and Associations, and the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America. Real World Radio shares an interview with Fabian Flues about the results of the World's Lobby Awards and its main conclusions.
Yeah, so we had a seven-week period in which citizens from across Europe voted on which one was the lobby group that most influenced the TTIP negotiations in its favor and had been particularly blatant about its goals. And more than 44,000 people participated, and in the end there was a very clear winner, the pesticides lobby. So nominated were both the European pesticides lobby and the American pesticides lobby, because of course they've been working on this together, and they're also, probably unsurprisingly, run by exactly the same companies that dominate them. So people had a very clear preference for the pesticides lobby as the one that was the worst lobby trying to use TTIP for its goal.
Okay, Fabian, as far as we could read in a press release of Friends of the Earth Europe, the European Crop Protection Association and CropLife Americas, those are the two trade associations representing the big pesticides companies that won the awards.
Yeah, exactly. So those were the two lobby organizations that won the awards. And as I said before, the companies that sit on their boards and that determine their positions are exactly the same on both sides of the Atlantic. So we've got Bayer, we've got Monsanto, we've got BASF, we've got Dow Chemical, we've got DuPont. And we got Syngenta. So they're really the big pesticides manufacturers, which are currently also undergoing mergers, so consolidating even further and monopolizing these practices in even fewer hands. They were the ones that were chosen.
Okay, Fabian, how many votes did you say, and from how many countries?
So there were about 44,000 votes. And they came from 33 countries, if I'm not mistaken. So we had quite widespread participation from across Europe on this.
Okay, Fabian. And in your opinion, what is the message that you think that the population or the voters said? What is the message that they are sending in terms of these votes and these awards?
Yeah, so I think the awards are part of a larger discontent with the way that the European Union is negotiating trade agreements. And we can see that in the number, in the high participation in these awards, as well as in the large demonstrations that have taken place in many, many countries across Europe over the last month, that people are not happy that there are trade agreements, wide-ranging trade agreements being negotiated that favor big business, big corporations over the health of people, the protection of the environment, and pesticides is really where those two intersect a lot, because what we can see from the pesticides industry and its demands is that they're arguing for both having higher pesticides levels in the food that we consume, but also being able to influence the democratic process even more and get their foot in the door of democratic decision making on those issues. And of course, as we all know, the widespread use of pesticides is extremely harmful for the environment as well. So it's really an industry where all those concerns come together and intersect with these trade agreements.
Okay, Fabian, we know that Friends of the Earth Europe does a great work trying to alert the public, the populations in Europe, about the dangers of the TTIP and also the CETA, for example. I would like to know if in the last period of time you have had any kind of development in terms of the negotiations, for example, or in terms of what have been the governments saying about the negotiations and the results that they are expecting for, and especially if we take into account the special denouncements that you are saying, as for example the secrecy, the lack of access for the public to what is being negotiated, and also the influence played or by the big businesses. What can you tell us about that in the what has been happening lately?
Yeah, so the influence of big business on these negotiations is as strong as ever, and we could see that in the way that large corporations and business associations have threatened the regional government of Wallonia, which is a part of Belgium, when it delayed the signature of the CETA agreement, the trade deal the European Union negotiated with Canada. So that very strong influence can really be seen almost anywhere. And on the TTIP negotiations, it's a similar picture. There's absolutely no access for us to the consolidated text, which means the texts that have actually been agreed between the United States and the European Union. But I think it's also fair to say that the TTIP negotiations have run into so much opposition from citizens in Europe, a lot of disagreements between the United States and the European Union on the exact content of those negotiations, and thirdly now with the Americans' elections, unclarity of how they're going to proceed, that at the moment it's very difficult to predict how or when TTIP could be finished, or if it ever will be.
Okay, Fabian, any final comment that you would like to say about the results of the awards or about the more wide topic, which is those negotiations, the secrecy that we were mentioning, and the influence by the transnational corporations?
I mean, maybe just that the amount of opposition we've seen in Europe, particularly in some countries, and the way this has brought consumer groups, unions, environmental groups, health organizations, cultural associations, such a variety of different groups together, makes me very hopeful that we are actually able to stop these agreements and then advocate for a fairer, more sustainable way of trading. So I think that there is, and despite the horrendous results of the American elections, there's also some hope that we can make progress on these things. Yeah.
Okay, it was Fabian Flus, trade campaigner at Friends of the Earth Europe. Fabian, thank you very much.
Thank you. Hossein.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.